Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One. My name is Alan Stanford.
And welcome to Hamlet in Hoth. Now, it isn't very long before we begin to see the effect of Hamlet's feigned madness, his antique disposition. The first visit he makes after this decision is taken is to Ophelia, and it scares the life out of her.
My lord, as I was sewing in my closet, Lord Hamlet with his doublet all embraced, no hat upon his head, his stockings failed, ungartered and down gived to his ankle, pale as his shirt, his knees knocking each other, and with a look so piteous in purport, as if he had been lucid out of hell to speak of horrors, he comes before me.
In other words, it's a rather roundabout way of saying, he really looks terrible. I mean, he arrives in her room, there she is, you know, quietly sewing away, sewing up something or the other, and in he walks, stockings fouled, terrible thought, down-guided, I mean, halfway down his leg, his jacket, his shirt open, no hat on his head. He looks absolutely awful. And with a look so piteous in purport as if he had been lucid out of hell to speak of horrors. I think that that says that after the shock of the ghost, after the appalling realization of what it meant, he is in a terrible state. And the first person he goes to is his girlfriend. It's not surprising, really, is it? But all he did was frighten her. So much that the first person she tells is her father.
Mad for thy love?
My lord, I do not know, but truly I do fear it.
What said he?
He took me by the wrist and held me hard. Then he goes to the length of all his arm, and with his other hand, thus o'er his brow, he falls to such perusal of my face as he would draw it. Long stayed he so. At last, a little shaking of mine arm, and thrice his head thus waving up and down, he raised a sigh so piteous and profound, as it did seem to shatter all his book and end his being. That done, he lets me go, and with his head over his shoulder turned, he seemed to find his way without his eyes, for out of doors he went without their helps, and to the last bended their light on me.
I think that's rather sad in a way, that after he looked at her, he couldn't even speak to her. He just holds her hand. He holds her at arm's length. He looks at her. He looks at her with such sadness. Then he realizes he can't tell her. He can't tell her the great secret that he's discovered. All he can do is walk away. But he walks away backwards out of the room. He just walks away looking at her all the time. If that isn't love, what is? I think it's so sad and so beautiful. A man who desperately wants to tell his lover, the woman he loves, that he loves her, that he is in a terrible dilemma, and that he cannot do anything about it. He can't actually trust her enough to tell her what has happened. And he's going to be very, very cruel to her.
This is the very ecstasy of love. What have you given him? Any hard words of late?
No, my good lord. But as you did command, I did repel his fetters and denied his access to me.
That hath made him mad. Come, go we to the king.
Polonius, as ever, jumps to the wrong conclusion. The conclusion that because he has forbidden Ophelia to see Hamlet, because he's told her that she must not talk to him, not see him, have nothing to do with him, that has made him mad. It's completely the wrong conclusion, but Polonius, as always, once he gets an idea in his head, won't let it go. And thank you there to Tomas O'Quinagon and to Sarah Malone for those extracts.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.